but I don't know what. But then you go a little piece and be another little piece. It was low and swampy like, and a little bit in there, place, and that was number 80. Of course, every year, every time we'd go back every year about it, as long as his mother and daddy lived. But they'd be improved. And now they've got, over there by Meridian, about like that, I think they've got a super highway over there now. I haven't been back over there. How long has it been? This year, about 3 years. I was going to go back this past summer, and I wasn't able to go back. So I was going to go when the weather got cooler, and I had a stroke. So
you got some folks that live over Mississippi?
My husband's people live there, and they keep wanting me to come. I got a letter from her the other day, and she said they're still expecting me to come. And Lucille, one of the first times she told me the other day, she said, well, if you ever get able to ride that far, she says, I'll take you. So. Now, I usually go over there and visit with them. They're both real old, and they run, can't get about much.
Yeah. How did you and your husband meet?
Did
you tell me about that?
You're
from Mississippi?
Well, his daddy's people lived over here. He was over here visiting his people.
Oh.
And one of his daddy's sisters lived in Hartsville. Do you know any of the up there?
The name's familiar. There are a lot of slogans around these parts in Albertville.
Uncle Brooke married one of my husband's aunts, his daddy's sister. And she had a son named Clyde, something was a doctor, and then she had one named Claude, was a mail carrier. And that, one of them, Clyde is a lawyer, I can't even think of his name. I can't think of nobody's name. Somebody asked me somebody's name the other day. I've known all my life, never could think of it. And then his daddy had a brother that lived at Norman Park. And he was a good distant.
Well, I've talked with you long enough. I appreciate you today. I appreciate you talking with me.
I hope you
put up with me.
Well, enjoyed talking with you.
Well, could I come back sometime? Just talk with you again when you have some time.
I probably would. I don't know. I may go off, but you could check in and see if I'm here.
All right. Well, I'd like.
You mean you're gonna put that in the book or something?
Well, we're gonna edit all this stuff, and you know, the names of people have for things, we'll use all them. Answers to questions, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. One you should have got before she died. She was 109 years old.
Well, my memory has been so bad since I had that stroke till I can't remember it like I could. I just can't remember nothing hardly.
Some place here.
I was bad enough before I had it. I got an appointment with the eye doctor tomorrow.
She was caused many events in her life. Among them was